Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will come to order. We have a quorum. I would look for a motion to approve the minutes of April 9th.
So moved.
Representative Olson moves the minutes of April 9th. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
No. Motion prevails. The minutes are approved. Calendar for the day for April 9th. I'm sorry, for April 23rd, and that is the Jobs Omnibus Bill and the E-12 Omnibus Bill. So I would look for a motion to approve the calendar for the day for April 23rd, subject to rules 1.21 and 3.33.
So moved.
Representative Freiberg moves the calendar for the day for April 23rd.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Dowd.
I have an oral amendment to that motion.
Representative Dowd.
I'd like to amend that to change the filing deadline for the amendments to Monday, April 22nd.
Representative Dowd, I would ask members to not vote for that oral amendment. We have the legislative recess, and the language says that we've signed off, says no official business. So our interpretation of that is that it's Friday, and at noon this week, under Rule 3.33, with a 6 p.m. Friday this week deadline for amendments to amendments. Representative Dowd.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We do have some latitude under G of 3.33. The rule may be waived, or the deadline in this rule may be extended for individual bills or waived for all bills after a certain date. You know, that the to make our staff scramble this week to get amendments in for a bill so they can sit on the computer for a week and a half and wait for a bill to be taken up after break, when they have all week to work on getting those in. And you know what, if members aren't here on that Friday, they can certainly submit their, or on that Monday, they can certainly submit their amendments this Friday. Staff can post them to the computer so everyone can see them. But our staff has been extremely busy responding to and reacting to and getting our caucus ready with caucus briefs for all of these omnibus bills. So making staff scramble and hurry up to meet a deadline that's a week and a half out when we've never, ever done that before seems just unreasonable to not give staff some leniency to just follow our normal procedure, which has been to file amendments the day before. And staff is all here the day before. The computer system, they can certainly post the amendments a week and a half before if that's when members want to submit them, but staff will be here to be able to post them the day before, which has been our normal procedure. So I'd ask for some leniency on our staff.
Representative Dowd, we will be on this timeline for all of the omnibus bills going forward. This would be one that would change because of the legislative break. It is members who submit amendments, and members are not required to be here for official business between after this Friday until the following Tuesday. And so this is the regular course of business. I understand it's busy time for everyone. The omnibus bill season is a busy one for members and staff, but these bills have not been rushed through. They have been posted well in advance, and there has been, you know, ample time, I think, to get ready. So I'm going to ask members to vote against your motion, and I hope we can continue to have conversations as we have about accommodating requests from the minority. We will continue to take those seriously, but on this one, we're just going to stick with the original plan. Representative Down.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And to your point that the other ones will be on the normal schedule, that's my point. On all of the other omnibus bills, we will file the amendments the day before the bill comes to the floor. And all I'm asking for is for this bill, for these bills on the first group that we will take up to be treated exactly the same as the other bills, which is what you just stated would be happening. I think our members and our staff are used to that process. But making our staff scramble this week to get amendments in so that they can sit for a week and a half just seems unreasonable. Our staff cover multiple committees. They have to write lengthy briefs analyzing, you know, 1,000-page omnibus bills. They've done a phenomenal job, and I want to thank our staff. I want to also thank your staff because I'm sure they have been just as busy, and our staff, frankly, makes us look very good here. But when we do things like this, it doesn't punish members. It doesn't give anybody any strategic advantage. What it does is it punishes our staff and makes them scramble at a time right before break to hurry up and get amendments in so that they can sit on a computer for a week and a half. To me, just seems unreasonable.
Representative Garofalo.
Thank you, Mr. Majority Leader. My recollection is that this is the, is this the seventh year we've had the 24-hour rule? I think that's, I believe that's right. My recollection is that the previous 6 years we've had recesses during break, we have not done this with the deadline being in advance of the recess. As much as I respect my colleagues' comments, I would want to that's my recollection of this. And I'm wondering if, Mr. Majority Leader, if we could get an official response from nonpartisan staff on that.
Mr. McCormick, an official response?
Mr. Chair, members, Representative Groffel is correct. The difference this year perhaps is a late Easter, but we've never gone back from Easter right to on this bills on the floor.
So, and Mr. Chairman, obviously you have the votes and the flexibility to do what you want, but you can expect that this is something that, in defense of our members, you can probably see the minority party overreacting to this, and may have the unintended side effects that you may not be intending. So I would just suggest to you that you probably want to take the doubt motion. It'd probably be best for both sides of the aisle, both best for nonpartisan staff, best for staff on both sides of the aisle. And I've never been a fan of the 24-hour rule. I've never liked it. And this is just another reason why to dislike this rule. So, again, you have the votes to do what you want, Mr. Chairman, but I would recommend that maybe, if anything, maybe just communicate some flexibility on this so that we do not require staff to have these amendments filed. The deadline would be when on Friday?
The deadline for amendments is noon on Friday and 6 o'clock for amendments to amendments. So. And I would also point out that every time we go into session on Monday, the deadline for amendments for Monday is Friday, because Saturday and Sunday is not time for official business, just like the longer legislative break is not a time for official business.
And Mr. Majority Leader, that's true. It's a weekend. But next week is not a weekend. Monday through Friday is not. And again, this is the seventh year we've had this rule. I see nothing in our legislative schedule, calendar, that should say that the seventh year should deviate from the previous 6 years in which Republicans and Democrats have done it this way. I just, it doesn't seem like the juice is worth the squeeze from your perspective, but just may want to try to communicate something in between other than requiring a Friday deadline.
Any other, Representative O'Neill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would also ask you to look around the room and see how many children are here. Our chamber was full of children because the parents got last-minute notices. I know Representative Becker-Finn even told me that she got a notice at 5:30 this morning that her school was closed. And so we have parents that are scrambling, both staff and members, to take care of children because of the inclement weather. I've had public safety, which I was looking forward to this afternoon, canceled because of the inclement weather. I would ask you with this situation if you would please consider moving the deadline. We've got the chamber literally was full of children this morning because there's no school and no daycare available for some of them. So not only our staff are stressed, but the members are as well. I just ask you to please think about that too as you make your decision, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Representative Becker-Finn.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I would say I don't have any trouble getting my work done, and I don't think that the weather is a reason to deviate from the original plan.
Any further discussion?
Clarify why are we doing this differently than we have the previous 6 years? I guess I didn't hear a rationale for why that we're doing that.
Representative Garofalo, we are following the regular order of the amendment deadline. We have no official business starting this coming Saturday, Sunday, the following week, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. We have a legislative recess. Members are expected to be in their districts, whether that is communicating with constituents or getting healthy after a pretty brutal winter of illness around here, but we have no official business in the Minnesota House of Representatives during that time. This is what the rules say. This is what the language is on our recess memorandum that we signed off on. This is the regular course of business, and I don't see any reason why we would deviate from that. I don't think it creates any particular burden to get amendments ready in the timeline that is in front of us. And it is members, not staff, who submit amendments and amendments to amendments, and I think it is unreasonable to expect that members during their legislative recess to be working on amendments and working with the legislative staff to do that. That is not the job during this time. We were supposed to be at home meeting with constituents. Representative Lilly.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm going to speak in favor of this motion. I think, we may be gone, but I think our staff might want to take breaks as well. So and maybe they don't, but I think
you're speaking against the doubt motion.
Against the doubt.
That's what I thought. Very kind of Willie.
Thank you.
Thought I had you.
Yeah, because I think it's important that they are allowed the opportunity as well to take time to recharge and hopefully, and I hope they do that and get outside and enjoy Minnesota, maybe not today, but and take care of themselves as well.
So, Mr. Chairman, just to be clear, I don't
Representative
think...
Representative Garofalo.
I'm not of the opinion that we have to have the entire recess, but I don't think having a deadline of Tuesday at noon is that unreasonable. If you were just to just wait over the weekend so people are not here until Friday night, that's all the minority party is asking for, is a deadline of sometime between tomorrow and next Monday. And again, I appreciate you specifying that you were doing regular order. No, you're not. You're not Mr. Majority Leader. This is not how we've done it the previous 6 years. This is not regular order. And the idea that the state capitol shuts down during the recess and that no members come in and do work is just, again, it's not a burden on me. It's a burden on our staff, and it's your decision, but I would just, this just seems like a very modest request where you had the flexibility to set a deadline other than noon on Friday, and I don't know why you wouldn't do it.
Representative Garofalo, the noon deadline for amendments for bills that are taken up on the next legislative day is standard procedure, and so asking for additional time doesn't, I mean, we've already heard multiple views on whether adding extra time is good for members or good for staff or whoever it is, but it is the regular order, and the schedule may be different this year, which creates a different situation, but that's, you know, that, you know, isn't really have anything to do with whether or not it's regular order under the rules. We also have the HHS bill, which will be up on Wednesday after when we get back. That deadline will be noon on Tuesday and 6 p.m. for amendments to amendments on Tuesday. It's just standard procedure under Rule 0.33. I haven't always been a great fan of the order and prep required and the discipline required to get amendments ready under the 24-hour rule, but that is the rule that we have, and we are going to follow the rules as they are in front of us. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the doubt oral amendment, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
The motion does not prevail. Returning to the Freiberg motion that the calendar for the day for Tuesday, April 23rd, subject to rules 1.21 and 3.33 be approved. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
The motion prevails. The calendar is adopted. Members, we are adjourned.